You're listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God.'" Today in the Gospel, Jesus gives us a warning not to store up treasures for ourselves in this earth. By saying this parable, Jesus Christ does not mean that we cannot have any possessions, have any goods, something to care for our future. But Jesus is saying that to those who are not rich in what matters to God. What does matter to God? Jesus Christ is telling us that first we have to have our relationship with the Lord, that this is what's supposed to be first in our life, not material possessions, not what we have, but our relationship with the Lord. In the first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, we are reminded that everything is vanity. "Vanity of vanities," says Qohelet. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. The labor, wisdom, knowledge, skill, property, everything that we own and that we have, it is dust. And as the Bible says, it is dust because unto dust we shall return. Without God, nothing makes fully sense. Not who we are, what's our job or career, not our possessions and what we have. Jesus today invites us to put God first, to put Him in the first place of our life, because without Him, nothing makes sense. So we want to give sense to our life by putting God and relationship to Him first in our lives, that our treasure will be not in these possessions here on earth, but our treasure is in heaven, in God, in the Word of God that we receive, and in the Eucharist, Holy Communion, that we get to receive. This is our treasure that gives sense to everything else that we do in our daily life. Thank you. save the date for the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which will take place on August 25th, Sunday, at 12:30 p.m. Archbishop Charles Chaput will crown the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa. You can find more information about the coronation of our icon on our website, częstochowa.us/coronation. Join us for the Fatima Day devotion at our shrine, which takes place every 13th day of the month from May to October at 7 p.m. We begin with the Holy Mass, and then we are having a rosary procession around the shrine. This year, as we celebrate the coronation of the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa, and as we prepare for this spectacular celebration, anyone who attends the shrine and prays through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary from May to October can receive a plenary indulgence. So we invite you especially for our Fatima Day devotion this year at our shrine. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.